The woodland and sand barrens will be called the Brule St. Croix Legacy Forest. It includes 80 small lakes and ponds with 14 miles of streams at the headwaters of the Brule and St. Croix Rivers. North Country Trails past president Peter Nordgren hikes much of that area.
There are some nice overlooks where you can see across the barrens area. You can see out into the Brule River Valley. As you hike along the trail, you get a sense of being away from it all and just out in the outdoors and get a chance to just kind of rest and relax.
Money from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund and some federal forest legacy money will be used to buy the land. The legacy designation means it can still be logged, but it will remain undeveloped and in one piece. State Representative Nick Milroy of South Range represents part of this area. He says without this, the North Woods is in danger of being divvied up, so this is a good use of the stewardship fund.
Because it really protects the last of our wild places, and this is an area that connects from the Brule River down to the Totogatec and Namekagon and St. Croix rivers. So it's a pretty wild area with a lot of wild rivers.
If approved by the Natural Resources Board next Wednesday, the state will buy 45,000 acres this year and another 23,000 acres in 2 years. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.